This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show on Election Day. Boy, have we been waiting a long time to say this, and then all of a sudden it snuck up on you, and then we're here, and now we're sitting and waiting. So it's a hurry up and wait situation, and we're all feeling it. We're all got the emotions going. We know you do, too. It's so empowering to walk into Circle. I filled out my ballot, and I just, like, took a second and kind of stared at it, and like, well, there it is. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll go put it
in this
machine.
This is what we've been talking about so much.
I feel like I should spend some time with you, get to know you a little bit.
Right?
I'm just going to hand it over to this man.
Now you're gone?
Yes.
Is
just
all
like
that argument for
I
that?
Raised you and now you're just in a machine?
Yes. I've spent a lot of time thinking about this moment. But my vote has been counted. Did you vote earlier today, Ryan?
I did.
You voted early?
Voted early, yeah.
All right. So it is finished, at least for the three people in this room. And we're all wondering the same thing that you are. Now what? And according to Dana Perino, I'll tell you what she's telling people. We'll see. But we're going to talk to our friend. I couldn't have an election day without talking to our friend Will Scharf. He's, of course, an attorney for Donald Trump, former federal prosecutor for the Eastern District of Missouri. Will, thank you for some election day time. I assume that you might be a little anxious, too, but you've had some confidence about yourself as well. How do you feel?
You know, I feel great. And actually, I was talking to my buddy Rich Barris, who runs the People's Pundit. And he was telling me that the numbers out of Guam, he thinks, predict an incredibly successful election night for Republicans up and down the ticket. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get down to it. I'm excited to see how the numbers come back in a couple hours. And yeah, it should be a fun night.
Where are you right now, Will?
Sorry, I just stepped out. I'm down in Florida.
Yeah.
I've been running around doing some legal work this morning. I will be over at a party and then the convention center tonight to watch returns with a crew of MAGA folks. And it should be pretty fun.
We're excited. We're going to try to connect with you later this evening if it works out with your schedule on our watch party on YouTube. You know, I think that the results are, I've seen things coming in and they make me get a little bit taller, stand a little bit stronger and more confident. How do you feel about the Trump campaign right now? What you know about those individuals? Is the confidence level pretty steady?
Yeah, you know, I've been on the phone with folks from the campaign, you know, most of the morning. Everyone's, I'd say, cautiously optimistic that people feel good. People feel good about what they're hearing on the ground. We seem to be getting turnout in the places that we need it. But ultimately, the proof will be in the pudding. And no one really knows what all these votes are until we get them opened and counted, hopefully as quickly as possible. But yeah, the mood on the Trump campaign is, I think, pretty strong. People are making some pretty bullish predictions, and I don't think anyone's seen anything to make us not optimistic at this point. Meanwhile, from what I've heard nationally from talking to journalists and a few others, the Harris campaign is very worried that they think, you know, in an optimistic moment, they think they might squeak a victory, but there doesn't seem to be the sort of optimism around Harris's people as there are with our people.
Will, I had no idea that you were friends with Rich Barris. I was quoting him earlier in this show about...
Of course Will's friends with Rich Barris.
Of course he is. I don't know why I would have assumed otherwise. But the quote that I gave that I thought was really good from Rich was, Republicans say Democrats have TDS, and that may be true, but it's also true that Republicans have PTSD from 2020 and 2022. So, Will, my question for you is there anything that you're watching for, or maybe that the people around you are watching for, that's like, if just that can happen, that we can all breathe a little easier? Is there any indicator like that?
So once we start seeing votes tabulated after the polls close on the Eastern Seaboard, once we start seeing votes come in from North Carolina, from Georgia, from Virginia in particular, we're going to know, I think, very quickly which way this election's going. If suburban areas are overwhelmingly for Kamala, that's a problem. If the vote total in urban areas is low, that's very good for us. If the rural and ex-urban vote is very high, that's very good for us. So I think within an hour or so after polls close on the Eastern Seaboard, we're going to have a pretty good idea of whether this is going to be a blowout for President Trump, a win for Kamala, or whether it's going to be really close. So that's really what I'm looking for, is those first precincts in North Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia, which I think will tell us what sort of a world we're living in.
We're speaking with Will Scharf, our friend here on the Andy Frye Show, Donald Trump's attorney, one of his attorneys. He's also a former federal prosecutor here in the Eastern District of Missouri. Will, you know, the question that a lot of people have, and we certainly don't have the legal expertise to know the answers to these questions, but everybody wants to make sure this election is fair. I've seen a lot of things kind of bubble up to the surface, and it seems like the RNC has been poised to take things as they come. I think it's important for people to remember that these types of question marks happen in every election. And the hope is that if there is something that comes up that's kind of weird, that it gets rectified and the legal outcome is what happens, regardless of whose benefit it is to, that it's legal and fair. How do you feel so far about the question marks that we're seeing come up maybe here and there and how the RNC is responding to them?
You know, so far, I think things have been going really well in that respect. I think the RNC's legal team and the campaign's legal team, run by David Warrington and Bill McGinley, two outstanding lawyers, they're executing on a game plan that I think should secure this election. So we had an issue in Pennsylvania this morning where machines weren't operating properly. Within minutes, they had run into court there. We got polls held open late.
That's great.
Those two Republican counties until 10 p.m., this is a seamless operation. It's an operation that I think is prepared to do what's necessary to ensure that this election goes off without a hitch or with as few hitches as possible. And then once we have results in, once we understand where these ballots came from and what's going on, we'll take things from there. But what we saw in 2020, I think, is not going to be repeated this time around. I think it's so far, at least, it appears to be a much more normal election. And we'll see how things progress as the night moves along.
Is that because of COVID and all the rule changes that have been rescinded now? Or is it just that Republicans have their act together better?
COVID gave the Democrats an opportunity to drive a pickup truck through our system of election integrity. That everyone was scared, so the Dems were rushing into court, and the courts were signing off, blank checks, basically, to any lawyer who came waving a briefcase. That dynamic's not happening this time around. So that's, one thing that's positive. The second thing I'll say is I think that the legal team on the campaign and that the legal team at the disposal of the RNC this time around, it just seems much better organized, much more disciplined, and much more up for the fight than our team was in 2020 when things were just seemed more disorganized. So I think we have a better team ready to respond to anything that might come up. And I think the once in a generation thing that was COVID isn't there to muck things up for us either.
Yeah. We've talked before on the show. I'm going to ask you to kind of have this conversation once again. But there is a factor of I don't know if fraud is the right word, but there's a percentage that is kind of to be expected of shenaniganery, maybe, that takes place in any given election. And if you can overcome that in a, you know, too big to rig fashion, then you feel a little more comfortable. How do you set the table for
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Or what people can expect and where Donald Trump needs to be in order to leapfrog the expected amount of question marks that might surface in an election.
Yeah, so, you know, as you said, in every election, there's going to be some fraud. The goal is obviously making sure there's as little fraud as possible. And in an ideal world, there would be no fraud. We've heard stories, for example, already about illegal immigrants casting votes in certain jurisdictions. That's a huge problem. Illegal immigrants should not be allowed to cast votes. I think after this election, we need to look very seriously at whether it's national standards or otherwise ensuring that this illegal immigrant voting thing doesn't happen. That having been said, so far it appears to be a relatively minor phenomenon, something that I don't think will affect this election unless this election's extremely close. What I'm really looking for is, you know, as we get into counting this evening, are ballots going to be mysteriously appearing? Right before polls close, are a ton of mail-in votes going to be introduced into the system in states that are receiving them then? In states like Nevada, are we going to see late arriving absentee ballots even after Election Day, which is what happened in 2022? Are we going to see buses of people showing up at the polls with dubious ID right before things close? I think if we start seeing those sorts of things, particularly in states with a history of fraud like in Nevada, then it's going to be a very long night for me and a bunch of other lawyers down here in West Palm Beach. But hopefully we don't see that. You know, we all want a clean election. We all want an election of the United States of America. And hopefully that's what we'll get tonight.
We're speaking with Will Scharf here on the Annie Fry Show. So people who are listening right now, it's 1:35 here central. So maybe people have voted on their lunch break. Maybe people are expecting to vote right after they get off work. Maybe they're taking off a little bit early. Can you go through some of the rights that voters have when they show up to their polling place? What do they need to know about their right to vote?
So first of all, you get to your polling place right before it closes. They announce it's closing. Do not leave the line. As long as you are in line before the scheduled end of balloting, you have a right to cast your vote. So that's number one. If you get there before the end of voting, do not leave that line. Make sure your voice is heard. Second, you know, you show up there, you show them your ID, make sure that the information they show you is correct. Make sure that you're correctly entered in the system. If they tell you that you've already voted, that they already have a record of your vote in the system, that's a problem. That means either you already voted and you forgot, which means you should probably see your doctor about the onset of dementia, or it means
or
someone else has illegally voted. Right. Or it means someone else has
just
illegally
write your name
voted
in.
Using your identification.
Yeah.
So it's going to differ county by county and state by state as to sort of how exactly you deal with that. There may be a provisional ballot option, but, you know, talk to the election officials there, see what your options are, and make sure that you end up casting a vote. This is, you know, I've said it before on this show, this is the most important election of our lifetimes. And I would not want to wake up 10 years from now and think back to myself, wow, I really wish I'd voted in 2024. So I voted early in St. Louis County. I had to wait, you know, about an hour and a half to do it, but I was proud to do it. And hopefully everyone else will get out there and vote, even if it's rainy, even if it's a miserable day. It's worth 5 or 10 or 20 minutes of discomfort to make sure that your voice is heard on this crucial, crucial election day.
Well, this is just a question of curiosity more than anything, but how does a campaign spend election day? What is the former president doing? Is he, you know, kind of saying, okay, we've done our work, or is he still out there campaigning? I mean, what does today look like?
You know, he didn't get back to Florida from Michigan until about 5 a.m. last night. So the president voted this morning. He then swung by Campaign HQ, did a sort of press appearance there, and spoke to staff, encouraged staff. The first lady was with him. She spoke beautifully, as she usually does. My assumption is he went back to Mar-a-Lago for a nap. That's probably what I would be doing if I were him. But I think his plan is to be at Mar-a-Lago. The campaign's sort of victory party is at the convention center in West Palm Beach. That's where a lot of us will be tonight. And campaign staff will start trickling over there after votes close and after really whatever work they're doing starts to wrap up. Expect the press team, the legal team, and others to be working well into the night, certainly until polls are closed on the West Coast. So it's going to be a long night for a lot of folks in West Palm Beach.
Yes, a long night and prayerfully a good night as well. Will, we appreciate you so much. You've walked us through years now of this campaign, and we've been enjoying every step of the way, and we look forward to having you back and hoping to have something to celebrate, of course, on the other side. So we really appreciate your time today.
I think the signs are really, really good. I think we're going to have a fun night, and I am really excited. Thanks for having me, guys. Talk to you all soon.
Yes, talk to you soon. Will Scharf, Donald Trump attorney, former federal prosecutor for the Eastern District of Missouri. I think that we will see him be involved in the future of this administration should Donald Trump win today. Have you voted yet? Have you cast your ballot? It's the day. Don't put it off. We know that you guys are superstars when it comes to these types of things. So the question now that we have, like we said earlier, we can comb through every poll that's out there. And then guess what? All of the polls could be wrong. So we're kind of just trying to put our finger on your pulse today. You're the one here that matters anyway. How do you feel? How are you feeling on election day? Because we're very close to very, very potentially good news or, you know, the other thing. Are you feeling confident, scared, anxious, or hopeful? I said I'm anxious. Ryan, you were hopeful?
No, I'm not anxious? Hopeful. No, not anxious either.
You were confident.
Confident.
Of course, you are what Ryan is.
Hey, why not? Why change now?
Confident. Were you hopeful?
I was hopeful, yes. Okay. I still am hopeful.
All right. None of us are scared, though.
No.
No, not scared. You do go through all this, just like with anything. The way anxiety creeps up on you is you start going through the scenarios of how bad it could be. And that's with anything, not just an election, but anything in life. If you start thinking about, well, what could go wrong?
Yeah.
That's what brings you anxiety.
Yeah.
And of course we're doing that today. Everybody's doing that.
Which is kind of why I had to remove myself from Twitter, because I would scroll and then it would make me feel this way. And then I'd scroll and it would make me feel that way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I cannot do that. Last night I was talking about earlier in the show, I was laying in bed or laying in the chair, reclined in the chair, kind of watching the Trump rally, thinking, okay, it's the last one. I'm just going to kind of take this in and see what happens. Listening to that, I had CNN up on a tab on my computer. I had Fox News on a tab. I had, I think, three things of audio playing at one time, like a psychopath. And I was just kind of taking it all in, and they're all of a sudden at once, and I'm downstairs by myself. Everybody's been asleep for hours. It was 1:30 in the morning, and it is torrential rain outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's just pouring. We have a lot of trees in our backyard and a deck on the back of the house, so you can hear the rain a lot. You can hear coming through all of that foliage in our backyard. And I really love the sound of rain. It's very peaceful to sit and just listen to rain, you know? And I all of a sudden felt like, I gotta turn this off. Nothing's happening here. And while I was in the moment and I was consuming things and I wanted to be consuming them, I realized that I could do this all the way to morning and I will feel the exact same way in the morning as I do right now. And so I just turned everything off and I just laid back in my chair. It was dark and the rain was just coming down. And I think I went to sleep immediately, like immediately. And I didn't intend.
Because it felt like it was 2:30.
Well, that's what I said. My husband was like, what time did you go to bed? I was like, I think I finally went to sleep at 2:30. And I go, which felt like 3:30.
Oh, that, yeah.
But that was by the time I came upstairs. But I just, you know, everything starts spinning. You're just trying to figure things out that are not figure outable. And I just thought, I need to just like stop for a second. I need to just be still. And so I just laid back in the chair. And I think I probably slept down there for like 30 minutes before I went upstairs. But it was like, clearly I needed a moment to just calm. So hopefully you guys get that moment and you can just keep yourself steady, because we could be on the brink of something really, really amazing that I am excited for it.
At some point, I've been watching early voting data every day and every night that I can. But at about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Now you're just recycling the same. You're looking at spin and,
yeah,
you know, data is data, but then you have people interpreting it. You can go on that forever, but at a certain point, you just got to cut it off and say, well, I've seen what I need to see. And I was looking at that last night, and not to bring up, you were watching three different.
I had CNN on and I had captions up. I was listening to the Trump rally, sort of. And just to be, if anything came up or if a guest walked on the stage that I could then shift my focus to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of just like hanging out with the Trump rally. And I had CNN on and Fox News on, and I had captions on one and the audio up on the other.
Do you know which rally it was that Rogan did the endorsement during? Was it the last one?
The Grand Rapids one.
Because when I saw that, I thought this could be a pretty big deal. And I looked at there was all kinds of maps that showed where people were searching that, and Pennsylvania was the number one where people were searching about that endorsement. But I only bring it up because, you know, he said in that tweet that Elon Musk is the one that convinced him to do it. And Elon Musk's big argument for Trump, I mean, there's many, but the one that he's repeated several times is, look, you have to vote in this election for Trump, because this is the last legitimate election we could maybe have with all of the illegal voters that the administration is trying to bring in for the future. They're not legal now, so they can't vote. But in the future, if it's a Kamala Harris presidency, that's going to be her goal. And I wonder what case he made to Rogan to get that endorsement.
You didn't listen to that podcast?
Which one?
The Rogan and Elon Musk one? That dropped right as I was walking out. And he made one of the most eloquent cases for freedom of speech that I've heard. And that's why that was so important. He also said, when he was talking about Twitter and buying Twitter, that they will come after him and try to eliminate Twitter because Twitter is a check on their unfettered power.
If you don't have freedom of speech, you don't have democracy, okay? Because if you don't have freedom of speech, people cannot make an informed vote. If they're just being fed propaganda, and there's no freedom of speech, democracy is an illusion. Freedom of speech is the bedrock of democracy. That's why freedom of speech is the First Amendment. Once you lose freedom of speech, you lose democracy. Game over. That's why I bought Twitter.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. Wiggins America, right around the corner. It's election day, and we are excited to be here with you. What will materialize in the next 24 hours? One way or another, we've got you covered. On 97.1 FM Talk, we've got all of the coverage that you are looking for tonight right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Mark Ridden at the helm for our election coverage. We're going to start national coverage with Fox News at
6 o'clock.
6 p.m. So Mark Ridden's going to get off. He's going to inhale, exhale, hand it over to Fox News National. We are very proud to be the Fox News brand here in St. Louis. We've got all of the experts at our fingertips here on this station. And then Mark Reardon's going to take over. Give you the local results that you want. We're going to include national coverage with Fox News throughout the evening. And then, of course, if you want to watch the results come in with us, you pop over on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Little watch party. Little fun. We're excited. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.